Then a man, he doing his own duty. Never mind, if you are Christian, or if you are Muslim, or if you are Hindu, then what is your duty? What is stated in your scripture? You must do it. Not that, because it is secular, I can do whatever I like.
Secular
is impartial.
But also, not coming the way of a Muslim.
No, there is no need. Secular means government's duty is that you call yourself a Hindu, whether you are acting as Hindu. You call yourself as Muslim, whether you are acting as Muslim. This is government's duty. Government does not say or prefer that you are Christian, it is not good. You become Hindu. No, that is not government. You remain your Christian. But government's duty is whether he is acting as Christian. This is government's duty. Not that you are acting like something else and you are calling yourself Christian. You are acting like a Shudra and you are advertising yourself as a Brahmin. So, it's like what is called qua. He writes dark persons. That is punishable. You are qua, that's all right. You can take a certificate that you have got some experience. The registered medical practitioner, I think that is. But what is this? That you are proclaiming yourself? So, character means a class of men there must be, maybe very few, but they are actually men of Christ. That's why I am teaching them. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. This is basic question. Otherwise, where is this character? You are doing all nonsense and still you are proclaiming yourself as Brahma. This is his thought. And a training college should be there, how to make a real brand. Yes. I'll give you the example. Yes. Vanaprastha college. Yes. That is the very essential thing at the present moment, that a class of man, just like the same example, if one wants to become an engineer, he must be properly trained. If he wants to become a medical man, he must be properly trained. Similarly, if one wants to become a Brahman, then he must be properly trained. Or, even if one does not want, the state should maintain a college where a real Brahmana is trained. Just like Sir Ashutosh Mukherjee, when he opened some higher study of academic qualification, so there was one or two students, and there are three professors drawing at least 1200 rupees per month. So 1200 rupees per month, that means 3600 expenditure. And the And the income is 36 rupees. It is not the question of money, but it is the question of culture. So, even though at the present moment people are not inclined to become a Brahmin, I tried it before starting this movement. I tried to some friends, say, you have got four sons, give me one son. I shall train him how to become a perfect Brahman. Nobody is. They say, Swamiji, Brahmana ke kya hoga? Sab bhuta mara hai. He sab. But if there is not a ideal class of Brahman, then how you can say that you become moralist? If there is no example of moralists, how can ask people become moralists? That
there are two methods. One is a very intentional, completely dedicated force of making the individual effect, particularly at the small and the smaller age, just when you have this small involvement on scale. Then the second thing is not that intentionally, but in a very general way, all people.
All people.
So
that I ask him, actually the idea is in the society, as it is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita, Jasut Bandhan Maya system, Guna Karma Vibhag. The gunas are there. Just like naturally, one is taking education just to become a politician. One is taking education how to become a high character, sensitive person. That natural inclination is already there, but that is not being properly harnessed. Therefore, a regular educational institution should be there, where proper training of Brahmana, proper training of Kshatriya, Vaishya, must be. These four divisions must remain there. And the Sutta, the Brahminical culture, that must be there. Otherwise, you cannot say that you become moralist. There is an example of moralist. Section of person must be there, fully moralist. That ideal section is now lacking. Therefore, what I will do.
As there are different sections of educational institutions, there must be one institution, how to train a perfect Brahmin with ideal characters as above mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. If there is a section of people of ideal characters, say 5%, the other 95%, by seeing their example, will follow. In other words, a section of the society must be of ideal character. That is essential.
And therefore, this Varnasam is very essential. Yes. Proper training. It may be extensive to that
sometimes.
No, you said
5% and
95%. 95% may remain non-Brahmin. But this 5% is strongly Brahminical. Then others will follow. Ekachandra Samo Hanti Nachatara Sahasra. You have got millions of stars. Nobody cares for them. People are looking after when the moon will rise. And the moon will rise. That one moon is sufficient. Then millions of stars. So, this is the suggestion. Then?
The propagation of Manava Dharma. Regarding propagation of Manava Dharma means the activities of the human being. So the distinction between Manava Dharma and Pashu Dharma is that in the animal society there is no idea of God consciousness. God consciousness can only be propagated in human society. In the animal society they may be physically stronger than the humans, like the tiger and the elephant or many such animals, but they cannot be educated spiritually.
They may be very strong.
Yes.
Tiger and elephant, but they have no capacity to accept any education.
But in human society, even though one may be a low-grade member of the society, he can be trained up to be purified as a first-class Brahmin. It only requires training. Therefore, Manava Dharma means to impregnate a human being with spiritual knowledge. A human being must be educated spiritually. That means he must know that he is not this body. Krishna teaches this idea in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita. Deino srimita dehe komanam yovanam jara. This is the beginning of spiritual education, that every one of us is not this body. Unfortunately, the whole world is in darkness, and therefore every human is identifying with this body and thinking wrongly, I am Indian, I am American, I am Brahmin, I am this, I am that. To drive away this misconception of life is actually one of the Dharma. You must know that we are not this body, but spirit and soul. And as such, we are part and parcel of God. And therefore, qualitatively one with God, exactly like a small particle of gold is also gold, as is the gold from the gold mine. But quantitatively, the particle of gold is not equal to the gold in the mine. This is very elaborately described in the Bhagavad Gita. And if we accept these principles of Bhagavad Gita as Manavadhamma, then the whole world will appreciate, and this is being done by our Krishna consciousness movements. Point 5. Elements in our tradition relating to Dharma and Sanskriti, which are useful and wholesome, but are being discarded in practice, and those which may be considered to be unsuitable in the present times. Number 5. Regarding elements in our tradition relating to Dharma and Sanskriti,
this kind of understanding at the present time, Bhaktivinoda will give reference. The present time, everyone is fallen. But truth is always the same.
Yes.
Not at present time. So the real truth is that ideal man of character there must be. Because at the present moment there is no character, there is no moral education. Therefore we have to adapt according to them. No. He is pakka moralist. He must be moralist. It doesn't matter that people at the present time, they do all immoral activities. Therefore, we have to adjust. No. Strictly one should be moralist. There is no question of present time or past. That should be the real point of it. Right?
Regarding the elements in our tradition relating to Dharma and Sanskriti, we must adopt the whole varna and ashram as they are recommended in all the shastras. If you give up these directions of the shastras, that is neither Dharma nor Sanskriti, at least in the Indian tradition. As it is directed in the Bhagavad Gita, that the four divisions of social and the four divisions of religious systems, like Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyasi, must be adopted. Otherwise, there is no tradition of Bharatiya Sanskriti.
Hey, if you give up this varnasram dharma, then where is your Bharatiya Sanskriti? They are trying to do that. Abolish this. Then where is Bharatiya Sanskriti? Then?
6. Injunctions of shastras regarding charity and how it should be practiced in the present conditions. So the mutual relationship of Dharma and politics in the light of our history and tradition can only be revived when we observe the system of Varnashram. It is actually like this. The Brahmin is like the head, and the Kshatriya is like the arms. The Vaishya is the stomach or the abdomen, and the Sudra is like the legs. Similarly, spiritually, the Brahmachari is the trained-up disciple, the Grihastha is the trained-up householder, the Vanaprastha is experienced as a retired gentleman, and the sannyasi is completely in the renounced order of life for spiritual advancement. There is no question of the head being in an exalted position without the cooperation of the leg. When there is a pinprick in some part of the leg, the head immediately takes it very seriously and takes out the thorn in some part of the leg. Similarly, whenever there is some outside attack, the arms and the hands spread to protect the whole body. In the same way, within the abdomen, there is the machinery of digesting foodstuffs, and after digestion, the secretion turns into blood, and it is infused throughout the whole anatomical structure of the body. Similarly, the cooperation between the head, arms, stomach, and legs is the perfect situation of the human society.
Pardon. As head is also trying to maintain the body nice, arm is also. Now this has been nationally centralized. So that is the idea. Not that because I am head, Brahmin, here is a Shudra, don't see his face. Why? Shudra is also required. Leg is also required. Head is also required.
It is a harmonious coordination.
Yes. And better. The Shudras were hated like anything. As they become Mahamudans. And there are no reacceptance. formally from Chaitanya literature you understand that if a Musalman is take little water from the Badana and sprinkle like this, then you become Mahavir. In this way, all these Indians, they become Mahavir. And the result is that Pakistan and you go on fighting for it. And why these innocent persons were by sprinkling water became Mahavir? Why did you not say? Krishna and this Shastra does not say that if one has fallen, he cannot reclaim. No, why not reclaim? Because this is by birth. Of course, in our country, everything was taken by birth. Now it is going up. But even by birth, one is low grade. Yes. Yes, it doesn't matter, but if he wants to be elevated, this is a giving chance. That is the bhakti of all shastras. Now, we are feeling India, this difficulty, because they are European families, they so-called having a big society, they are not able to accept them. Although Shastra does not say so. Shastra says, Ang Vipasapapasritya Jivishu Pavajuna. If one takes shelter of me, even he is born in Pavajuna, Sriyavashyata, Tevijanti Paranvati, they can also be elevated to the highest exalted position. And in the Sriman Bhagavatam, it is many places it is said that a low-born person can be elevated. Chandalati Vijasthasta Hari Bhakti Pali. Balmiji. There are many. Narad was a son of Sudra. He had no father. Dashi Putra. He became Narad. So where is the restriction? Similarly, in the Javan Upanishad, Sattvakam Javan, he was also a prostitute son. And he approached Gautam Muni, kindly make me your disciple. So Gautam Muni said, what you want? I am my mother's son. So, then, he is your father. That I do not know. Ask your mother. Mara replied, my dear son, I do not know him. And he came and said to Gautam Muni, sir, my mother also does not know who is my father. Then Gautam Muni said, yes, you are Brahmin. Come on, answer. Because speaking truth. Then unless you are a son of a Brahmin, he cannot speak such secret truth. Nobody will say that I do not know who is my father. It is social scandal, even after death. But he plainly says that my mother does not know who is my father. So immediately Gautam Muni accepted him as Brahmin. You are telling the truth, Satya Samadham. This is his first qualification. So, such a high cultural life. Now we should take standard Shastra and follow and establish educational institutions to train them. Otherwise, simply by crying in the wilderness, what will be the result? Now, some result is there because I am practically training them. And before me, all the sannyasis went, there is a lecture. That's all. So what is the meaning of lecture? Unless you train. Our Hindu religion is very great, very nice. And whatever you like, you can do, doesn't matter. Then what is the training? Now little effect is there because I am training them. As soon as one comes to me for becoming disciple, I bless before him that you have to give up all these habits. When he agrees, then I accept. Therefore, I have got some selected, trained up men. That might be this training college, an institution, and proper training according to the Shastra. And there is possibility of changing the whole situation. Then what is next?
The injunctions of Shastras regarding charity and how it should be practiced in the present conditions. The injunction of the Shastra about charity is that charity should be given to qualified Brahman or sannyasi because they will spend it for the benefit of the whole human society. This is called charity and goodness. In the Shastras...
That's right. We are getting charity. Crores of rupees. But you are spending for this purpose. Not for drinking. And if charity is given to a drunk or fatty Indian, he'll drink on it. Therefore, charity is recommended to even to the Brahmana and the Sannyasi, no other than that.
The
apostle. Ah, apostle. That is third class. Go on.
This is called charity and goodness. In the Shastras, there is no recommendation for giving charity to the unqualified. Men, in this connection, I am including a copy of one chart reproduced in our Backs of Godhead. Charity. In ignorance.
You see, I have written one article in our Backs of Godhead. I am quoting from it.
In ignorance, performed at an improper time and place to an unworthy person like a gambler or a drunkard, or contemptuously without respect. Charity and passion. Performed to get something in return with a desire for fruitive results or in a grudging mood. Charity and goodness performed as a duty at the proper time and place to a worthy person and with no expectation of material returns. And charity and pure goodness performed only to satisfy the Supreme Lord. In the Shastras, charity, compassion, and ignorance is completely rejected, although people do it unconsciously. Charity and goodness only is recommended. Point 8. Proper and beneficial use of the income and property of the institution and how far the policies of the government and the exercise of its authority in this behalf are just and proper. Srila Rupa Goswami was the chief minister of the government of Nawab Hussain Shah. He gave us a good example how to divide the property in the society. 50% of the income must be spent for Krishna. 25% of the income should be spent for family, and 25% should be kept in reserve for emergency expenditure. Spending 50% of the income for Krishna means for the whole society by encouraging the Krishna consciousness movement. Nine, the role of the Manava Dharma Parishad. I think that if the Manava Dharma Parishad takes these suggestions of mine very seriously, certainly, it will be of great benefit to the Indians and the whole world. The Krishna consciousness movement is going on this principle. And if the Parishad inaugurated by you cooperates with us, certainly, we can render a very great service to the human society. So far, Manava Dharma is concerned, it should not be restricted within the Indian borders, because human beings are in all parts of the world. Ten. Manava Dharma mission, its constitution and program. Therefore, the constitution of Manava Dharma, or the institution of one ashrama, must be interesting for the whole world, and it should be exemplified by practical demonstration. The immediate program should be village organization, as Mahatma Gandhi contemplated. In India, the majority of the population is in the villages. The difficulty is that there is no sufficient supply of water to produce food grains. Mother Nature, or Mother Durga, punishes the godless demons by restricting the supply of food grains. The godless demons are very enthusiastic to produce motor cars, skyscrapers, brothels, and cinemas, and many unnecessary demands of the body. But They are not interested in producing food grains. This is the defect of the modern society. If food grains are produced in an organized way, the human society can produce 10 times what they are presently producing. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed, Anad Bhavanti Antani, Paranjayadana Sambhava, Rajnad Bhavanti Parajano, Yajna Karma Samudhava. I hope you will give your serious consideration to my suggestion, and I am prepared to cooperate with you to my best capacity if you think my suggestions are right.
This suggestion is to you also. And if you can do these things organizedly, certainly it will be beneficial to the whole world.
Any elaboration of what you refer to as Vanaprastha Sarva?
Vanaprastha, just like we have got this building. Now, if somebody detached and engages himself in Krishna consciousness movement, they are welcome to them. Take prasadam and stay here. It is not possible at the present moment a gentleman will live in the forest. That is not possible. Here is a place built up on holy place. We have constructed this building. And people should take vanaprastha, a retirement, and may come here and live peacefully and cultivate spiritual knowledge.
I think the governor was asking about the Varnashram College.
Varnashram College is a training, actual Brahm. And the government should be, as I explained to you, that each one is proclaiming himself as a Brahmana, he must act as a Brahmana. If one is proclaiming as a Kshatriya, he must act as a Kshatriya. Otherwise, there will be no restriction. And a Shudra, he came to be Brahman. That will create a disturbing situation. In Sutta Maharaja's time, it was strictly private. That is stated in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Sadharma nidhanasya paradharma bhava. So, if one is training to be Brahmana, he must become. There is another way of reforming this society. Nowadays, everyone is a Shudra. And somebody is playing as Brahman and Satri. Formerly, the Brahmana strictly called. They will not accept any faster. It is said that a Brahmana in bad time may become a Kshatriya. It's like Dronacharya, he was Brahmana, but he became a Kshatriya for certain reasons. Acting like Kshatriya, although he was respected as Brahmana. But you are acting as a Kshatriya. So it is advised a Brahmana may take the profession of a Kshatriya and up to the Vaishya. But if he takes the profession of a Shudra, then he is. So, this cultural institution should now be introduced as the other country. They are still respectful to the Indian culture. That's a fact, actually. So if we keep ourselves in our, what he has mentioned, Sanskriti,
Bharatiya
Sanskriti, it will be very respectfully accepted. Why should we imitate them? That is the Western civilization is not Brahminical culture. There is no Brahminical culture. And a Brahminical culture is needed. There is a head, there is a brain. and a little bit of this Brahmita culture because I am distributing. And then it's okay. So, right? So, in our India, there is a place like Vrindavan, Vrindavan, like that. Many people will come. See, Vannasam College is established. Of course, we, in India, so far I know, nobody will come to send us as a brand. They will prefer to be trained up as an electrician, not as a brand. And our Bhag Maharaj, he also tried for a Vaishnava University. Go ahead, sir.
So we take the electrician
or engineer for the company? That is already being taken. There are institutions where electricians are trained up and motorists. They are enough.
So
but
the then. What is the picture? An electrician
to
take it.
Even an
electrician
is
also becoming a brand.
No.
Engineer.
No, that cannot.
You are completely.
Yeah, then there is the ideal character. That is going on. One man is saying I am Brahma, but he is doing the work of electricity. That is already going on.
But by doing his function, he has a good influence of the Vannasam.
Mm-hmm.
Of the Brahmin. And then he will do
the work
with the dedication to God.
Yes. So, why you are suggesting that although he is a Brahmin, he will become an electrician? Why?
I will put it this way. He is an engineer. But I would also like
him. Engineer?
Mechanical engineer.
Yes.
And he also be influenced by the good points of Brahmin.
Yes, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sakarmana kamabhaj, samsiddhi labate nam. That is another way. That I have no other means of earning livelihood. But if he becomes Krishna conscious, then even though he is acting as an electrician, he is in touch with Krishna. That is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. Sakarmana kamabhaj. That I explained in the Varnasam Dhamma. Even though leg is leg, it is not as important as the head. But the leg is also required to keep the body in healthy condition. So, that electrician who has a connection with Krishna, he is no more electrician. He is Vaishnava. Because he has got his relationship with Krishna. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Find out. Sakarmana tamavatsam abhyasya samsiddhi labhate nara. You can get first person. Tam abhyasya. SDA, sva.
SDA.
Sva.
By worship of the Lord who is the source of all beings and who is all pervading, man can in the performance of his own duty attain perfection.
What is it, Bhagavan?
I stated in the 15th chapter, all living beings are fragmental parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. As such, the Supreme Lord is the beginning of all living entities. It is confirmed in the Vedanta Sutra, Janmatasya. The Supreme Lord is therefore the beginning of life for every living entity. And the Supreme Lord, by his two energies, his external energy and internal energy, is all pervading. Therefore, one should worship the Supreme Lord with his energies. Generally, the Vaishnava devotees worship the Supreme Lord with his internal energy. His external energy is a perverted reflection of the internal energy. The external energy is a background, but the Supreme Lord, by the expansion of his plenary portion as Paramatma, is situated everywhere. He is the supersoul of all demigods, all human beings, all animals, everywhere. One should therefore know that as part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, it is his duty to render service unto the Supreme. Everyone should be engaged in devotional service to the Lord in full Krishna consciousness. That is recommended in this verse. Everyone should think that he is engaged in a particular type of occupation by Rishikesha, the master of the senses, and by the result of the work in which he is engaged, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, should be worshipped. If one thinks...
Like any electrician, whatever he earns, he engages in work for Krishna, then he's transcendent. He's not an electrician, he's a Vaishnava. It is clearly seen. Then?
One thinks always in this way in full Krishna consciousness, then by the grace of the Lord, he becomes fully aware of everything. That is the perfection of life. The Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, Aisham Mahamani Samudharta, the Supreme Lord Himself takes charge of delivering such devotees. That is the highest perfection of life. In whatever occupation one may be engaged, if he serves the Supreme Lord, he will achieve the highest perfection.
So, some of the big men ask for a stand like Namdaji. They are also thinking very nicely. Now, it is the time to coordinate all these thinkers on the basis of Bhagavad Gita as we are pushing on this Krishna consciousness movement. That should be serious to say. Another difficulty is that without any reference to the Shastra, there are so many spiritual propagandists. And that is not very. Not good at all. No question of very. They are more or less atheists. They will not accept the instruction of the Bhagavad Gita, they manufacture their own way. That will not help us. You must set standard things, then it will help us. This propaganda is Krishna consciousness. I am very much satisfied that I did not adulterate any instruction on the Shastra. And it is becoming very effective. And in the Bhagavad Gita also it is stated, the Shastra Vidhi Utsritya Bhattati Kamata. Final this one. Ja Shastra Vidhi Utsritya. This index has been done by them.
Yes. Shastra Vidhim Utskritya Vartate Kam Karata Nasa Sitim Abhatmati Nasukam Param Gati. But he who discards scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whims attains.
attains neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination. As described before, the Shastra Vidhim, or the direction of the Shastra, is given to the different castes and orders of human society. Everyone is expected to follow these rules and regulations. If one does not follow them and acts whimsically according to his lust, greed, and desire, then he will never be perfect in his life. In other words, a man may theoretically know all these things, but if he does not apply them in his own life, then he is to be known as the lowest of mankind. In the human form of life, a living entity is expected to be sane and to follow the regulations given for elevating his life to the highest platform. But if he does not follow them, then he degrades himself. But even if he follows the rules and regulations and moral principles and ultimately does not come to the stage of understanding the Supreme Lord, then all his knowledge becomes spoiled. Therefore, one should gradually raise himself to the platform of Krishna consciousness and devotional service. It is then and there that he can attain the highest perfectional stage, not otherwise. The word kama charaka is very significant. A person who knowingly violates the rules acts in lust. He knows that this is forbidden, still he acts. This is called acting whimsically. He knows that this should be done, but still he does not do it. Therefore, he is called whimsical. Such persons are destined to be condemned by the Supreme Lord. Such persons cannot have the perfection which is meant for the human life. Human life is especially meant for purifying one's existence, and one who does not follow the rules and regulations cannot purify himself, nor can he attain to the real stage of happiness.
So, I am in this justice.
Yes.
You can go.